Our next question is from Timmy in Castle Rock, Colorado. And Timmy wants to know, are whole oats plus vitamin supplements better for horses than manufactured or processed feeds?
Oh, that ties in really nicely to the last question. So having just said that, you know, you're a whole oat, so they don't have anything other than what that comes when they're grown, so they don't have any added fortification or anything. If you're going to feed your oats in addition to your forage, you're still going to be needing that additional sort of minerals and vitamins. So, yes, you would need some kind of vitamin mineral supplement, and that's certainly a viable way to go. If your horse needs extra calories, you could feed them whole oats. Are whole oats the best choice for each individual horse? That's going to depend on the individual horse, what they do for a living. The calories in oats are coming from starch, and starch must be digested and absorbed in the small intestine. If starch reaches the hindgut, it's going to cause hindgut disruption, which can lead to colic and digestive disturbances. Certainly the advantages to oats are they're cheap, they're very palatable. Whole oats still have the beta-glucans in them, which have been shown to be beneficial to gastrointestinal health in some cases. But again, they are about 45% starch, which is fairly high in starch. Now, compared to other grains like corn and barley, that starch is more digestible, so it's seem to be a little safer. When we feed corn and barley, they must be have gone through some kind of heat treatment, which is why they're nearly always steam flaked or extruded or had some other heating processing done to them, because otherwise that starch isn't very digestible. It will end up in the hindgut and cause disruption. So of the grains, oats are perhaps the safest of the grains to feed. But again, the disadvantages are they're not fortified, and there is that risk of hindgut disruption. If you're feeding, you know, high starch feeds like oats, it's important that you keep your starch intake at less than 2 grams per kilogram body weight per meal. So what does that mean in the real world? It means that if you've got an 1,100-pound horse, you should not feed more than 4.5 pounds of oats at any one meal, because otherwise you run the risk of overwhelming the small intestine's ability to digest and remove that starch, and you run the risk of hindgut disruption. So I don't, you know, you can feed oats. There's certainly a lot of people who the traditional horse feed, feeding oats. You can feed it with a ration, one of these ration balances we've mentioned before, these highly fortified, low serving size type commercial feeds. They're going to provide everything that's not in your hay and not in your oats. And oats will certainly give you a calorie source. And if you have a horse that's doing a lot of anaerobic fast work, then certainly starch in the diet is necessary, because you can only burn glucose as an energy source when you're working a horse anaerobically. So, for example, a barrel racer would be a horse that works anaerobically. But for most of our horses who have a fairly relaxed life, don't work anaerobically. Our dressage horses, our trail horses, our pleasure horses, they probably don't really need a lot of starch in their diet. And using energy sources like beet pulp and fat, beet pulp's a highly fermentable fiber that's fermented in the hindgut, are probably going to be a safer, more appropriate choice.